information that's coming in, business and professional contact information in particular. That kind of information will be very important to the university's next fundraising campaign. The UIAN and its online directory encourage alumni to engage at the local level, but to get connected from anywhere in the world. We look forward in the coming months to tracking the growth and adoption of these new engagement tools, and we believe that they can have just as much impact as Illinois Connection on building support and engaging alumni with the university. Thanks.
Thank you, Lauren. Lauren, is that a tool that you all are developing internally, or is it something that's off the shelf from somebody who supplies all alumni associations?
No, we are the largest enterprise using this particular tool. It's a company called Alumni Magnet. You'll find this at Wharton, at the Harvard School of Business, and a couple of other places, but no one has expanded it to the entire enterprise, the size of which we function and administer.
Okay, that's interesting. Anybody else? Okay, thank you very much, Lauren. It's time now to take some votes. There are two sets of votes that will occur. The first is the voice vote agenda, and the rest are what's called the roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. In the voice vote agenda, we're going to ask Susan, the secretary, to read out the subjects, and then we're going to vote on all of the subjects all at once. And if anybody wants to vote in a unique way on any one of those subjects, they can just speak up and Susan will record the subject and your vote in that manner. Then we'll come back to the other votes where we have to do it all individually in a roll call format. So Susan, can I turn to you and ask you to read out the agenda items for the voice vote?
Certainly. A1, approve minutes of Board of Trustees meetings. 1, award the Board of Trustees Distinguished Service Medallion to Michelle M. Thompson. 2, appoint Interim Dean, Graduate School of Library and Information Science, Urbana. 3, appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 4, sabbatical leaves of absence, 2012-13. 5, appoint faculty fellows to the Institute for the Humanities, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Chicago. 6, reorganize and rename the Visual Arts Department, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. 7, approve amended and restated services and management agreement of Illinois Ventures, LLC. 8, approve and amended and restated, approve amended and restated operating agreement for Illinois Ventures, LLC. Thank you.
Okay. May I have a motion to pass all of these items?
So moved, Mr. Chairman.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposition? Okay. Thank you. Now we'll go into the roll call agenda, and Susan's going to read out the agenda items, and then we'll go into, or you'll go
Mr.
through
Chair,
the roll call.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
Just one comment on item 10. Approved project for Learning Center space renovation, College of Medicine. I think this morning I might have stated a price of $30 million incorrectly. It's actually $15 million. Just wanted to correct that.
Okay, thank you.
Saved us $15 million.
Yeah,
just like that.
I'm a hero.
Once again. Okay, Susan, thank you.
Okay, roll call agenda number 9. Approved project for Eikenberry Commons, Residence Hall Number 3, Urbana. 10, approved project for Learning Center Space Renovation, College of Medicine at Chicago. 11, approved design for Miles Square Health Center, Chicago. 12, award contracts for job order contracting system, fiscal year 2013, Urbana. 13, approved delegation of authority for purchase of commercial insurance. 14, purchase recommendations. And 15, authorized settlement, Fernandez versus Salty. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. So I think we need a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. Second. Any discussion? With that said, Susan, would you call the roll?
Certainly. Ms. Ehrenberg?